This is undoubtedly one of the toughest announcements that I've ever personally had to make. But after the accident and turn four at the end of the Daytona 500, we've lost Dale Earnhardt. Our prayers and wishes and our effort right now, this moment, is with Teresa and the Earnhardt family. NASCAR has lost its greatest driver ever. And I personally have lost a great friend.
Deeply saddened by the loss, and appreciate everybody's thoughts and prayers, and we'll get through this. I'm sure he'd want us to keep going, so that's what we're going to do.
Just as Irvin Johnson was magic, Walter Payton's sweetness, and Muhammad Ali the greatest, Dale Earnhardt was stock car racing's intimidator. It wasn't just a name, it was a 200-mile-an-hour way of life. Could you hold my hand if I saw you in heaven? Could you help me? It was the way he lived, it was the way he died. At full throttle, on the final turn of the final lap of a race won by a driver in a car Earnhardt owned, with his namesake son right behind.
Like the greatest there ever was. You know, you don't understand what God's doing. I can't figure it out. Why?
We not only lost a champion, we lost one of the true icons of motorsports.
He'll probably have to be the big guy up in the sky running the racing team.
Paramedics already attending to him. There was a paramedic in through the passenger window applying oxygen by a mask. Dr. Tim Allison, who's a trauma surgeon from Flagler County, was in through the driver's window and was delivering CPR, and there was another paramedic in the window with him helping maintain the C-spine holding the head. He had what I feel were life-ending type injuries at the time of impact. He never showed any signs of life and subsequently was pronounced dead by all the physicians in attendance at 17:16. His wife was there at the bedside.
Dale Jr., he's competitive too, and this is something that his dad would want him to continue because of his competitiveness. So we should not be surprised to see him drive, and I would not be surprised to see the number 3 retired from Winston Cup Racing.